What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, HJ, and I'm joined with my co-host, SD.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I don't think your mic's on.
Is it?
No, it's on. Never mind.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy. I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can. I bang on that thing till I got blisters on my hands.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
We've got the latest dish of brewed but not poured. Beef, I don't sweat it. Sleep, I don't get it. I remember your face, it's just your name, I forget it. With the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025? The year of our lives. And as always, we leave a little creamy, tiny little room for cream. All that on this episode of Rap.
You're just hitting buttons.
Welcome back, Creamers. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
A little bit. I watched Raw. That was it.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday, yeah, WWF Monday Night.
Okay.
And it was all right or whatever. Honestly, I think my favorite part, Bayley did a promo where she blames herself for not being at the level she thinks she should be.
Dang. So,
there appears to be a character change coming. There's like a maniacal laugh at the end. That was probably my favorite. That was my big, like, ooh, cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Was that how the show ended?
No, I was just in the middle of it.
Okay.
They ended it by saying the Clash in Paris pay-per-view will have Seth Rollins defending his newly stolen title against CM Punk and LA Knight and Jey Uso. So,
what did you think about that, by the way? Did we even talk about it last week? About Seth faking his injury.
I thought it was real. I remember watching it on Saturday night's main event.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it with world famous referee Charles Van. That's about right.
We need to get a boo button.
And we were watching and we're both like, oh, well, normally if they show it, it's not real. Like going back and forth and it's like, no, that seems legit, especially how they ended the match.
Yeah.
So I was just in the camp of like, yeah, it probably was real.
Do you think the Karrion Kross stuff is real or fake? But like knowing what you know about how they did the Seth Rollins stuff.
I think it's real. Fake. No. You want my creamspiracy about that?
You bet your sweet butthole.
I didn't know what happened. I think that it's just not working in WWE with him currently. I know the crowd's behind him and whatever, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. He keeps losing. Well, that's part of it. But so the crowd says they want him, and his character's interesting, but the wrestling matches are fine. But like, nothing.
Sure. Right.
He's not like the greatest wrestler of all time. No, or anything.
No. Yeah, yeah.
But I do like the character, and I do like him, and I think I think Triple H likes him. So I think knowing it wasn't going to work, and knowing that he wasn't going to stay around. Triple H put him in the spot he was in, even though he lost the matches, to get the crowd behind him, to help him with whatever he does next.
Yeah.
So I think, like, Triple H knew this was coming, and he thought, if I do this, this will put him in a good spot. His stock has never been higher.
Yeah.
When they got rid of him last time, it wasn't, we want Cross.
Right, right.
So now he can go do, maybe he shows up in AEW.
Maybe.
Maybe he goes to New Japan, which I think would probably be... AEW, it'll be big, and I hope it's successful for him and Scarlett, but he'll just be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Like TNA, I don't know.
It's still associated with WWE.
But it's still associated. Yeah. But I mean, but they'll still sign people they got rid of, which is like weird.
Yeah, I know. So you think New Japan.
But I think New Japan Pro Wrestling. I forgot about that. Because what else is there? Or like maybe he does some independence, GCWs and stuff. Maybe an MLW. But I think it would help New Japan because I don't know anybody in New Japan. I know some of the names. I've seen them perform. But like, yeah. I don't. It wasn't like it was.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's not a whole lot of.
Because even your Okada or who's Kenny's buddy? Kota.
Yeah, yeah.
Kota. But like,
they're all in AEW.
I knew of those guys. Mm-hmm. I only saw a little bit of their
work. Right, you've definitely heard their names and stuff.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're like, who's in New Japan, I say Shoto.
I think
Shoto Umino.
I think Killer Cross could be a good big guy over there. Like,
I think he's perfect for what they like too.
Yeah, and
he's the big evil American.
And yeah, he could be like a never open weight champion. Because are you familiar with that division?
It's anything goes.
Well, it's not anything goes, but it's like the considered like it's like the BMF title in UFC.
Yeah,
so it's like that. It's like the badass belt. Like,
yeah, I got
like
you.
The people. Like it's like the strong style title.
We'll give them that because I remember seeing the first time I saw Lance Archer. Well, maybe I saw him in WWE or something when he was doing it, but it was in New Japan, and he would come out with like 8 water bottles in his pockets and drinking one, and then he would throw it at the crowd. Then he'd pull out another one and drink it and douse the crowd.
Yeah,
like stuff like that. Like I think they like that from their American. They want. I mean, I know he's not American, but he's not Japanese. But like your Will Ospreay or your Zack Sabre is like a certain style that fits with that. But I think for your big menacing heel, they want like a generic like 80s movie villain.
Right. I don't, and I can't think of any American or like non-Japanese guys that they have like that right now over there in New Japan.
I mean, you know better than me, obviously, but I think that would help because it seems like everybody went to AEW.
Yeah, for sure.
And at least name wise.
Yeah, and the New Japan can use the help.
Yeah, so kids, go over there. Because they have, like, did the Good Brothers go back there?
They wrestled once.
There. Yeah. So, I mean.
But they haven't had another match.
Even that's different.
Yeah.
Because they have so much history there. So
right.
But, I don't know. He's done stuff in, I mean, I know AAA is part of WWE now, too, but he's done stuff there. Killer Cross.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But do I think it's real? Yes.
Okay.
They have shirts on pro wrestling tees, so I think that adds to it.
Right.
But we're just getting to the point now where everything, and I think AEW might be doing it to a point, but WWE is like putting out false stories.
Yeah.
Which you have to do.
I know, it's a new kayfabe.
Because there's been so many spoilers and things ruined, and like for no matter what your opinion is of Brock Lesnar coming back, like nobody saw it coming. Like that was a pretty good surprise.
Mm-hmm.
As far as just in a bubble.
Right.
Was this a,
no, yeah.
Was this
as far as not expecting
surprise.
Something. Yes, yes.
Nobody knew he was coming back. People thought maybe The Rock or whatever, but nobody knew anything. With the, like, R-Truth coming back, which I think is similar, but not the same. Like, Karrion Kross's contract is done.
Yeah.
Where I think R-Truth, they just said, we're not going to renew it. And he put that out there.
Yeah.
And then it turned into.
That's what I'm pretty sure you're right.
Whatever. So. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he shows up on SmackDown or something. I don't know.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
I can't wait to update you, Creamers.
I can't wait to date you, Creamers. Johnny Arson, I'm looking at you, buddy.
Whoa.
He was.
Well, we got a new Creamer, my buddy George.
George.
I told you about it for a minute. He found a clip on Instagram. A good friend. Very good friend.
George. Well, welcome to...
hope you see this one.
Welcome to the Creamy Universe. Buddy. We should call it the... Instead of Creamiverse, I think we should call it the Creamy Universe.
Creamy Universe?
Yeah. Or something else disgusting. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know what we should call our fictional universe.
Yeah. Please. Creamiverse. Crematorium. That's the place.
I like crematorium.
Didn't we do that? Though?
I believe you did.
No,
now
no,
that
not
you're
the Hot Joe Porium.
That's the location of the show. Instead of just being called the room for cream.
The room is the crematorium.
Yes, yes.
In the Hot Joe Porium. In the. Put your suggestions below. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You watch any wrestling this week?
No, I didn't watch any wrestling since the last show. Yes, yes.
What? Wow.
I think there was a G1 show, too, that I just didn't watch.
We should say that we are recording, like...
Yeah, the last episode was filmed on Thursday. At the point that we're recording this, I haven't even edited it. But I'm going to edit them both tomorrow.
Double cream week.
Yeah, man. Two creams for the price of one. But yeah, I don't know.
What did you watch instead of wrestling?
Oh, I was watching the Squid Game.
How much did you get into?
I'm on the second season.
Oh, you got through the first one?
Yeah.
Did you see the part with the thing? Mm-hmm. With the... I don't want to say it. Hold on. Let me turn my mic off.
Oh, yeah. And then he put his in there. I remember that part. It still haunts me.
Okay. That'd be perfect for a podcast to do it that way. Did you like it, though?
Yeah, I like it.
There was a lot of hype.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype. I
thought it was fine. It was good.
I'm watching it with the English dub. And I find that the voice acting is very odd. But it's fine.
The dub and the sub.
Word.
Yeah, that's the sub.
I had a... Because I've watched, you know, Korean movies, like Bong Joon-ho fucking movies, like Parasite and Mother and things like that. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one?
You see New York Times or somebody said Parasite's the best movie of, like, whatever century we're in or something?
I agree.
I know. Did you see it?
No. Okay. It's not even my favorite. It's just the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're going off of or whatever, but whatever. Anyway. So you watched the first season. You're into the second season?
Yeah, I like the second season more than the first season. I think I saw online that people are more fond of the first season.
Yeah, because you go into the second one with expectations,
sure.
Ideas.
Yeah.
And don't...
I like the...
Because games and stuff, they switch stuff around.
I'm in the last episode I watched is when he said that going to be in the games. In the limo. And I haven't seen him in the games again yet. Because I'll watch an episode, and then I'll watch an episode of King of the Hill.
Okay.
And then I'll go back and then I'll watch another one. Or yesterday, I was just like, I don't feel like watching anything. I'm just going to read comics.
That's fine. That's good. That's entertainment.
Yes. I was reading Green Arrow.
Oh, he's like Arrow, the show.
He's a lot like the Arrow from the show, but just a little different.
I don't like the girl. Who's the girl? The smart girl on Arrow with the glasses?
Oh, Felicity.
Like, love interest, not love interest.
I think her name is Felicity.
Will they, won't they? It sounds right. I don't like her.
No. I could take her or leave her.
Get out of his way.
Yeah.
He's got to save the city.
Yeah, she's a fucking bitch.
You say wench?
Yeah, that's right. Sammy Daddy, are you ready to play Poured but Not Brewed? Are you ready to play?
Try again.
Are you ready to play Brewed but Not Poured?
I mean, I take it pretty serious. I don't think it's a game.
Oh.
But yeah, I'll play.
All right, man. You want to go first? Oh, just in case any new creamers are here, Brewed but Not Poured is when we take a storyline that was abandoned in professional wrestling, and then we finish the storyline, and then...
An exciting conclusion.
We each come up with our own, and then we put some of the things from one of ours and some of the things from the other of ours into ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT comes up with its, and then you creamers pick which one's the best, Sammy Daddy's, Hot Joe's, or ChatGPT's.
Yeah.
Would you like to go first, Sam?
Can we tell them what we're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Or should we just go, that'd be fun to just go into it and have them
guess. Anyway. Right. No, that's actually, that would be fun, but.
So in February of 2010, Samoa Joe.
Samoa what?
I didn't know this part. I forgot or whatever. That he lost, I think clean, lost to former JBL cabinet member Orlando Jones?
Yes, Jordan.
Jordan. Orlando Jones is the guy from Evolution.
That was the movie I was going to...
But not...
Yeah, that was the movie I was going
to... Evolution.
Gonna, yeah, with the three eyeballs on the
and
smiley
he did
face.
The, wasn't he the guy in the Make 7 of Yours commercials? You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes,
and the front of the shirt said Make 7, and then the back of the shirt said Up Yours.
Oh, hell yeah.
Probably but he's the pinnacle of...
But he's most known for beating Samoa Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So that guy, the guy from Evolution in the 7-Up commercials, beat Samoa Joe clean.
Mm-hmm.
And as Samoa Joe was exiting the building... He was trying to be interviewed by Jeremy Borash.
Oh.
Didn't respond. And as he was leaving, he almost got hit by a van.
Yeesh.
And he thought, oh, wow, that's bad. Guess what? It gets worse.
Uh-oh.
Because ninjas, using that term loosely, jumped out of the van and abducted Samoa Joe.
I see problems.
Yeah. But nobody else did because he just showed back up for Team Hogan in like a couple months and it wasn't referenced or brought up or anything ever again. And I believe in my little bit of research, I think the he was abducted in February and then like the next week, Taz said, I called his house and nobody answered. Haven't heard anything back yet. Well, that was a good Taz.
Yeah.
So that was really like the amount of reference it got. And I don't know what you saw, but I believe what I saw was that the way this was supposed to go was Joe would come back as a psychopath because it was Jimmy Superfly Snuka that took him under his wing and taught him the ways.
Like, well, okay.
So it puts a whole new meaning to Joe's going to kill you.
Right.
So,
like that woman that Jimmy Superfly Snuka
murdered. Argentina.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Nancy.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Yeah.
See, now here's my problem. I was on Wikipedia, and it's I don't think you're wrong. I think Wikipedia just worded it in a way that confused the shit out of me. It says,
"Wait, switch your cameras."
Okay, it says,
"I want you there too."
In January 2010, Joe took part in TNA's Maximum Impact tour of the UK. After being off TV for several weeks, Joe returned on the February 4th episode of Impact, attacking AJ Styles. Against All Odds later that month, Joe unsuccessfully challenged Styles in no disqualification match refereed by Eric Bischoff. On the following episode of Impact, Joe was attacked and abducted by ninjas. Okay? Now, if you click on Against All Odds that it was just talking about, it takes you to Against All Odds 2010. Okay. So that seems like he was abducted in 2010, right?
Yeah.
Then it says Joe returned on April 19th, 2020. So it seems like he was kidnapped by ninjas, and then he was gone for a decade. But I don't know if Wikipedia is wrong, because I'm on Wikipedia.
Well, no, he came back as a member of, I think, Team Hogan or something.
But that's what it says here, and that was in 2020. But that can't be right. That's what I think is wrong.
He was in WWE.
Joe returned on April 19th, 2020 episode of Impact as a surprise partner for Team Hogan.
No, 2020?
Yeah. Look, it says right there, man. Second paragraph.
Joe returned on the April 19th, 2020 episode of Impact as okay. So I had
so my
Hogan
my problem is that I was reading it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but he definitely didn't.
I mean, that didn't sound right to me. But I was like, whatever.
Well, it's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, because then down here it says in May 2010.
It's not like you can just edit that.
No, yeah, but down here it says in May 2010. So I he went back in time.
I don't want to look at my phone.
The point is that this is one of the famous abandoned storylines where Samoa here. Joe was
2:15. Orlando Jordan defeats Samoa Joe in 3 minutes, and that was the week after AJ Styles beat him with Eric Bischoff as the referee.
Poor little Joe.
So don't listen to Wikipedia. Listen to me. We're gonna start Creamopedia in our expanded universe that you have to name.
Fuck yeah.
So my story's quick, so I'll go first if you want.
Okay.
I don't really have a good story.
The point is, Creamers. The story is that ninjas grabbed Samoa Joe, threw him in a van.
Like a
I know, they were just dudes in black.
I think it's a meme.
Okay.
There's a guy that, I'll show you the video.
Well, mine have to be ninjas for the way I wrote the story.
I'm using ninjas because that's the joke.
Yeah. But the point is, ninjas kidnapped Samoa Joe, threw him in a van, and drove off. And then they never mentioned it again, except for apparently the next week Taz mentioned it a little
bit. Them.
But they never told you who these little guys were.
No, there's some big guys, too. Like, not like actual large gentlemen.
Hell yeah, man. Beautiful boys.
Did you watch the clip?
Beautiful boy.
What's that?
Did you watch the clip?
I did, but it had, like, the music from...
Benny Hill?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes up. But did you notice when they throw him in the back? It's a white van, and the guy throws him in the back, and he goes, you know, he hits the back of the door to let him know, go, go, go. But then they back up. And, like, if that guy didn't run the opposite way, they would have ran him over.
Dang, girl.
That would have been great.
That would have been really good.
I don't want him to die, but, like, it would have been really funny if the ninja's driving away hit the ninja behind the van.
That's not
And, like, where did that ninja go? He just ran?
Right.
Why didn't he get in the van or hold on?
That's a great question.
Oh, I thought we were answering the questions, but I got more. So, these ninjas, I'm going to do, like, a... This is going to be, like, jazz.
Oh, okay.
Slam poetry night where I'm just making it up. Feel free to snap if you like what you hear. Oh, he loves it. So these ninjas take Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And they take, you know how he is. And he wants to fight, but they just keep hitting him with, like, sticks and stuff to calm him down.
Yes.
And then once he's finally, like, in a spot of where he's cooperating, they start training him. And he's like, I might as well just go along with this, and I'll get my opportunity to get out of here or whatever. And then he finds out that these ninjas are training him to be in the Mortal Kombat tournament.
Oh, my God.
So he's a big video game guy. He's Sweet Tooth in the Twisted Metal show.
That's right.
Is he in Tekken? He's in like a game.
Is he?
He's in a video game. I can't remember what does, though. He's like a king or something. I don't remember. So he's a video game guy. So being Mortal Kombat, all for it, you know?
Okay.
So they train him, and he's Earthrealm's fighter.
Yes.
To save us. And he gets in the tournament, and he wins.
Oh, wow.
And he fatalities everybody.
Well, that sounds like him.
And then he comes back in 2020.
Hell yeah.
April 19th, 2020.
Fuck yeah, man.
But he's not Samoa Joe anymore. He's Shao Moa Joe. And he wears like a Shao Kahn's
shit
thing.
That's pretty neat.
And when they say Joe's gonna kill you, he does. And he just starts ripping out wrestlers' hearts and spines. And he becomes the tribal chief.
Oh shit. Man, they're just adding everything into the story, huh?
Yeah, well
you're cramming it in. Yeah.
That's when Roman came back at the end of 2020.
Yes.
And that's right when he started doing the tribal chief bloodline thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just part of the bloodline. He's the right hand man of Samoa Joe, Shao Moa Joe, the tribal chief.
Yeah, the very same.
And the whole bloodline storyline goes exactly the same, except it's Shao Moa Joe as emperor. And then they fire him, and he goes to AEW.
Okay. That part I remember. Yeah. I didn't remember the rest.
And then he does commentary.
Oh. He does commentary.
Everybody talks like this.
Whoa.
Fight.
Well, okay. Yes, yes. And Flawless
Finish Victory.
Him. Yeah.
Or, what was it? Toasty.
Yes.
That one, Cesaro does the uppercuts.
Oh.
And Glacier's there.
Uh-huh. So what does he say for him?
Nothing.
No.
And Mortis is there.
Nice.
Mortis? Was it Mortis?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who he was supposed to be, but he was Mortal Kombat-y.
Yes, yes.
The end.
Well, Creamers, why don't you comment below? Let us know what you thought of Sammy Daddy's Samoa Joe ninja story.
Or don't.
If I had to give it a score out of 10.
Would you give it a score?
10 out of 10.
Nice. There's something there. I mean, flesh it out a little
bit. The idea of Samoa Joe being kidnapped to be trained to be in Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah, the Earthrealm.
Now, that's just something I can get into.
Oh, and he does the thing where he walks away a lot in the tournament.
Cool thing he does. Yeah,
he does that.
Suck a dick, Liu Kang, he says.
I know, but he's Earthrealm. I was going to say
because
I thought it'd be cool if Liu Kang's coming at him with a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
And then he just nopes him.
Yeah.
But they're both Earthrealm.
All right, suck a dick, Baraka.
Oh, Baraka does the thing where he shoots the thing off his.
And he just goes.
And then Joe just nopes him.
Yeah.
Or Scorpion shoots the get over here.
Yeah.
And he goes, nope.
He doesn't get over there.
No.
No.
Or Glacier shoots the ice ball.
Yes.
Because he's Sub-Zero in this.
Yeah. All of the above. They all do it.
I should have put that stuff in the store. All right, your turn.
It counts.
Thank you.
My Samoa Joe story is... All right, let me take a little sippy.
No, it's going to be... I'm excited because this story can go anywhere. Because they literally have nothing besides he got thrown in a van by ninja.
I know. That's the cool thing about this one. Yeah. You could just really take it wherever you want. Mortal Kombat, for God's sakes. It was March 2010, a quiet night outside the impact zone at Universal Studios. Samoa Joe was walking to his car in the parking lot. That's when it happened. A white van screeched to a stop in front of him. The doors flew open and half a dozen ninjas in full black gear poured out. No words, no hesitation. They grabbed Joe, lifted him clean off the ground, and hurled him into the back of the van. The doors slammed. The tires squealed, and just like that, Samoa Joe was gone. Nobody knew where he'd been taken. Theories ran wild. Fans guessed it was part of a storyline. Others whispered that it was real, but the truth of who took him was never revealed. Until now.
Hell yeah.
Those ninjas, they weren't henchmen. They were stunt extras from the movie Ninja Assassin. On the last day of filming, they'd been sent to retrieve prop weapons from a Lionsgate storage closet. Someone locked the door and then forgot them. For almost 2 years, they survived on bottled water and prop rice, growing bitter and vowing revenge against the cast and crew who left them to rot. But there was a problem. On set, they were killers. In reality, just normal Joe Schmoes. If they wanted real vengeance, they needed real combat skills. That's why they kidnapped Samoa Joe. Under Joe's brutal training, the ninjas became faster, stronger, and meaner. They ditched the acting and stunt work for elbow strikes, chokeholds, and submissions that were as lethal as Jay. When the time was right, they slipped back into the shadows and found the Ninja Assassin cast and crew going about their lives. What happened next was never covered by the press. All we know is that someone on Reddit claims they heard the stunt coordinator begging for mercy and then choking and then silence. And by sunrise the following day, the ninjas were gone, vanishing back into legend, their revenge complete. As for Samoa Joe, he grew up to be president of the United States.
What? Damn.
The end.
I thought making him emperor was cool, but making him president is even cooler. I love it.
Well, thanks, man.
Creamers. I give it a 10 out of 10, too.
Creamers, do you give it a 10 out of 10? Why don't you comment below and let us know what you think of Hot Joe's Samoa Joe story. Do you think...
I guess that makes you a freaking pathological liar, Joe.
Samoa Joe or Hot Joe?
It's up to the Creamers.
It is.
Now is the portion of the show where we take a little bit of me and a little bit of Sammy and we put it in to ChatGPT.
Can't say that. So I have, please write 250 words finishing the unfinished storyline of why did ninjas kidnap Samoa Joe on the February 2010 TNA Impact, and include Mortal Kombat and
the movie Ninja Assassin. Movie I had to Ninja look Assassin. Up like movies that had ninjas in them that came around out on the around that time.
The movie.
I was hoping that they would be a Universal movie so that it could make sense that it was on the Universal Studios lot, but...
We'll let it slide.
Yeah, it was a Lionsgate movie, so...
I didn't even really, like, make a story up. Like, I just kind of said sentences that may or may not have went together.
Well, that was a story, and you did make it up.
All right, so here we go. Oh.
Here we go. Ah! Ooh.
I feel like this is way... This has got to be more than 250 words.
Let's
anyway.
See.
Anyway... Hold on, let me take a drink now.
Oh,
because I actually have to read. You would think you'd want to like put like eye drops in for reading, but really you need to take a drink of water.
It's very odd.
Or coffee.
The human body is a real
coffee.
Yes.
Coffee. That's a lot. You got it. That's a too much coffee, right?
Yeah, I'm drinking hot coffee through a straw.
Yeah, a little bit of too much. Is that still there?
In my book. Definitely had a little bit too much coffee. Definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
Everyone's coming
for the coffee.
Are you ready for this? ChatGPT's response.
Let's see what that shit
ninjas, is. Ninjas kidnapping Samoa Joe, Mortal Kombat, ninja movie Ninja Assassin.
Yes.
I was thinking like the game Mortal Kombat more than like the movie.
That's what I was expecting. Like, I didn't think you were meant
the movie. So then that's good. Under the flickering lights of the empty impact zone, the truth finally emerged. Back in February 2010, when the hooded ninjas swarmed the ramp and dragged Samoa Joe into the shadows, the wrestling world was left baffled. Weeks of silence followed until Joe returned, bruised, seething, and carrying a tattered scroll marked with the Mortal Kombat Dragon emblem. Joe explained that these weren't ordinary ninjas. They were the Shira Rao.
How do you say
it? Shira Rao. Mercenaries for hire from the Netherrealm. Recruited by a mysterious benefactor with deep pockets and a deeper grudge.
Bye-bye.
Their orders? Deliver Joe to an underground martial arts tournament hidden beneath a derelict Tokyo subway station?
That's my danger.
There, Joe was told, victory earns freedom. Defeat earns your soul's eviction.
Well, it's like fucking Squid Game.
Yeah, kind of. You'll find out more. We'll talk about that next week when you watch the rest. The first night, Joe fought a masked warrior wielding twin
Couscous.
Couscous.
It's, yeah, the food's so nice they named it twice.
Kusari Gamas, wielding twin katanas. I'm just picking a different weapon. Who cares? How do you say that word? Right there. Twin Kusigamas? Is that a Pokemon? Kusi.
I've never seen that word in my life.
Wielding the fight.
Just ask ChatGPT to phonetically spell it out.
Man, it's confusing. The first night, Joe fought a masked warrior wielding twin katanas. Straight out of Ninja Assassin.
Oh, shit. They better.
The chain sang through the air, and the crowd of assassins watched with dead-eyed fascination. But Joe wasn't there to just survive. He was there to win. After three brutal matches, Joe reached the final bout against a fighter known only as the Shang. That's a cool name.
It is a great
name. A man in a hood who moved like smoke. When Joe landed the muscle buster, the hood came off, revealing Eric Bischoff. Wow. Who smirked and hissed. This was all a test.
Jeez.
Wow. The prize wasn't a belt, it was a promise. Joe's return to Impact would be accompanied by the deadliest new submission hold in wrestling, one whispered about in Ninja Clans and Mortal Kombat arenas alike. Joe walked back into TNA with the knowledge and the glare of a man who'd seen the shadows blink.
Whoa. What a fucking cool thing to say. Is that the end?
Yeah, that's it. The end.
Now, I have something to say. You know what I mean? Creamers, back me up here. Samoa Joe was not kidnapped on the ramp.
No.
Therefore, ChatGPT is disqualified.
Yeah, because the rest of it was fucking sweet.
The best of it was better than anything that I could even imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't...
The fact that he wins a new submission move.
So when you comment below and tell us whose story was the best, you better not say ChatGPT.
You better fucking not, Creamers.
Yeah, don't say ChatGPT. I'm trying to figure out how to say that word.
GPT?
No,
Couscous.
Kusari Gama. Cool. Ku, like cool. Without the L. Ku. Sa. Saw, like saw. Re, like read. Ga, like gala. Ma, like mama. Kusari Gala Mama.
Okay. That's not how I was going to pronounce it.
It means chainsickle in Japanese, which is like a sweet name for like a heavy metal band or something.
It is. Yeah.
With Kusari, chain, and Gama, sickle. If you want... Oh, never mind. Oh. I see something here. It says, if you want, I can give you a quick wrestling announcer style pronunciation so it sounds extra dramatic.
Okay.
All right, picture Don West losing his mind on commentary. Kusari Gama. Right before you say it, pause so the crowd leans in, then explode with it like Samoa Joe just pulled one out from under the ring. That's what that says. That's all right, we're gonna put that away because ChatGPT's getting dirty. Kusari Gama.
Sammy Daddy.
With that camera on me? Sweet.
Sammy Daddy.
Yep.
What's the John Cena quote of the week? Quote of the week.
No picture, but a little bit of words. You ready?
You bet.
I'm about to read, so let me get a drink of water. See, it's funny. You would think you'd want to get like eye drops or something to read.
Right.
But you need to drink water. Oops, I mean coffee. You got a lot of coffee over there.
Yeah, man. You already did that bit.
Oh, damn. I knew it.
You don't sound familiar, yeah.
All right, John Cena, quote of the week. Let them see you sweat, hurt, fall, fail, cry, bleed, crack, falter, suffer, struggle, persist, rise, fight, grow, improve, gain, and triumph, and above all, let them see your joy. But never let them see you give up.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
Oh, I gotta look. Did you
I'll go first because mine has not changed from last time.
Are you serious? You didn't watch any wrestling?
I have not watched a single wrestling match. Mine is, my match count is 626. But I will. I had a backup match of the week last week, so I'll just use that as my match of the week.
Good.
This week.
You got a second one that I could use because nothing on Raw was like, eh. Like it wasn't bad. But
I only have the two. Damn. I already said the CMLL one last week.
I'll come
week.
Up with something.
It's Takeshi versus Drilla Maloney from the August 2nd G1 episode, whatever you want to call it.
That counts. It could be your match of the week, though.
It was good. I like that. Drilla Maloney. I mean, what's weird to me is Drilla Maloney and Clark Connors are the Bullet Club War Dogs, like junior tag champion guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think I told you before, the other one's like a cowboy. He has like a tire that
we've
he's
talked
like
about
a
them,
wheel.
Yeah.
And
I like that. Yeah, I remember you
that guy
that. Yeah.
And Drilla Maloney were the junior, junior heavyweight tag team champions.
Junior heavyweight tag team champions.
Then Clark Connors enters the Best of the Super Juniors. Makes sense. He's a super junior. He's a junior heavyweight, right?
Yeah, super.
But then Drilla Maloney is in the G1 as if he's a heavyweight, but he was just junior heavyweight tag team champion. It doesn't make any sense.
He put on weight. No?
I don't know. He doesn't have this cool haircut as he did before, so I'm like not thrilled about that. But
have you ever seen
his finisher, the Drilla Killer? Have you ever seen this one?
I don't know. Probably.
Look it up. Creamer's
Drilla Killer.
It looks like it kill ya. It'll kill ya.
Remind me when we finish recording. Remind me about that. Anyway.
Okay. And what about you, Sammy Daddy? What's
5:35. I only watched 5 matches. They happened. They were there. It was fine. I don't know. It was like a whatever Raw. So my match of the week will be this video I saw. It looked like it was SummerSlam from Cleveland last year.
Of the city that we live
of
in.
Of this lady fighting some other lady in the crowd.
Wow.
I saw it on social media.
But who won?
I don't know. It didn't show enough. Probably the girl that posted the video.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, I'll go with that one. That's my match of the week, people fighting. Don't do that stuff. It's stupid.
No,
I want to see it if it happens.
Greg Iron, a friend of the show, father of the show, Gregory Iron, sent me a video the other day of a guy fighting another guy outside of a gas station. And his entire out, he was wearing like shorts and a shirt. His shorts just basically were coming off.
That's funny.
And it's like he took his shirt off. But this dude won the fight.
Was this a video he took and sent you, or was this like a video he found online?
I think he found it online. Okay. I feel like, yeah. I mean, I could definitely see him filming this sort of thing.
I took a picture before I came here of a car. Listen to this.
Okay.
This fucking car must have went through the car wash, but it didn't stick around for the rinse. It was driving around the parking lot with multicolored rainbow foam.
What a dumb bitch.
What are you doing?
Right.
And then it went, got back in the line. Maybe it did like a pay it forward thing. And then it got back in line, and now it's going to get the expensive one.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're
trying to. They
it's like in that
it's
one.
Like, Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Robinson.
Yes.
I've been watching that again.
That's a good program.
It's so weird, man.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But it's just so. I don't know, man. It's like.
It's just simply too good.
It'd be like two guys fighting in a parking lot and one's pants are falling off, where it's like, why am I watching this? But you can't look away. That's what that show is.
A lot of people describe it that way.
Why am I watching this?
Online.
But I still laugh and everything, but it's just like, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. He did do something, and it was funny.
He has a new movie that came out a few months ago with Paul Rudd, an A24 movie called Friendship.
Oh, I saw of it. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it.
I don't know how to phrase that.
Whenever it comes on HBO Max.
Is that where all their movies come out on?
A24 movies tend to come on to HBO Max because they have like a deal with them. But the weird thing is there's an HBO or there's an A24 movie with, I don't remember who's directing it, but it's going to be produced by A24 and Apple. So I would imagine it'll be on Apple's streaming service.
Maybe both.
Maybe. Sometimes there's shit on both.
Don't get me started about the streaming stuff again.
I won't.
I'm in a bad spot. You'll find out about that. Well, you probably heard it already. That was last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sammy Daddy, do you have a room for Krim? RFC?
But I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I watched. So I'm counting it as one. But I was trying to watch WWE Unreal.
Nice.
And I watched like an episode and a half. But I was trying to take notes of just my thoughts. But it wasn't really, when I looked back at them, it wasn't really notes of this happened, then this happened. It was just like a thought I had, so I was trying to. So I have a couple for episode two, but I'm just going to wait until I watch the whole thing.
Okay.
But the first note I wrote.
Ooh.
Or wrote note, as I like to call them.
Okay.
I put that talking about the streaming thing, which I said, don't get me started on.
Remember that?
And I put in parentheses, so I'd remember to say specifically, WWE fans and non were excited when WWE got to deal with Netflix, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the business as a whole. We all thought it would bring eyes to it and stuff like that. But now, we're all mad about the ESPN part of the deal.
Yes.
It feels like a downgrade.
You came in hot last week.
I was not happy about it. I'm still really not, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any of it anymore.
Yeah.
TNA Plus is cheap.
Yeah, it's $100 for a decade.
DDT? Is that the one in Japan?
Yeah.
You can get that cheap. You get a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I've had that before.
I've been looking around.
For that one, you get DDT.
It's like the DDT Noah, universe.
Yeah, you get Noah, which I think has sort of an affiliation with WWE. I mean, sometimes WWE.
They've done stuff there. Shinsuke went there a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
for Muda's.
AJ Styles?
Yep.
Maybe? Yeah.
And then Kanye West was in the crowd for a promo.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
We talked about that. And then they have, what do they have?
Go check the old videos and podcasts.
I think they have, what is it? The Mantigold? Is that the?
The girls?
Yeah, that's not.
Marigold?
Yeah, Marigold. Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know.
Or is it the other one? What's the other one? Stardom.
Shimmer.
Shimmer still exists?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Isn't that a thing over there?
I don't know. I remember it from high school. Sorry to interrupt.
You don't even like that. You're not allowed to do that. Edit, cut that. Take that. Sean, take that out.
Sean.
The Rock is now, at this point of his career, the equivalent of a celebrity in wrestling, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in, and you're kind of like,
I see what you mean. Yes, yes.
Like, obviously, he's like one of the biggest celebrities ever.
Yeah. Especially he's the most famous wrestler of all time.
Probably. I guess so.
He has to be.
You could make an argument for one or two other ones, maybe.
Sure,
but
I think you would lose that argument.
Yeah, it depends who you're arguing.
If you're arguing with a person that doesn't watch movies and only watches wrestling, then maybe they'll say Hogan or Austin. But if you're a normal person who watches movies and doesn't watch wrestling...
I guess The Rock. Because I would say Hogan, and he tried the movie thing, but it didn't succeed, obviously.
Right. I mean, everybody knows that mustache.
Hogan's?
Yeah. But I think The Rock is just the eyebrow. There's nobody who doesn't know who The Rock is.
You could do
right.
Like
that's
the
true.
Eyebrow.
That's true.
Yeah,
because he's the most the highest paid actor
ever.
Yeah,
of all
so
time.
Like how could he not be the most famous wrestler of all time?
Oh, because you get paid the most, you're the best. I agree.
That's why
we do this for free. It's for
yeah, man.
The game. So, but yeah, I don't even. I wrote that and I meant it, but I don't know exactly how to like phrase it. But I think you understand what I'm saying when it's like a celebrity comes in and it's like
whatever. Yeah. It's like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, but he did pretty good.
Well, what's the other one?
Bad Bunny.
No, isn't there another guy?
No, wrestling.
Oh, Logan Paul.
He doesn't want any outsiders coming in.
He hates them. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I think you told me about that.
I know you don't like him.
Yeah, of course
and
not.
A lot of people don't.
Bad person.
He is made to be a fucking wrestler. He gets
human
it.
Human filth.
Yeah, that's what he said. But, made to be a wrestler. He'd be perfect. I feel like we got a good crop of guys. We're all the other heroes from like our childhood. You're like, damn.
Yeah,
I can't like this guy, or I don't like them as much anymore. He would fit in perfect with them.
And you gotta, you know what? And we already know he's a bad person now. We don't have to be disappointed.
Yeah,
later.
Exactly. Yeah. But as far as performing wise, the kids,
like,
phenomenal.
Think about it. Fucking Hulk Hogan, terrible man.
Yeah.
Glad he's dead.
Ultimate Warrior sucks.
Right. He was a fucking bigot. Fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, terrible guy. Beat women.
Well, one that we know of.
Well, I think that's still bad.
Oh, I agree. You're
Sammy Daddy mean. Says, as long as you only abuse one woman, you're all right. In
well,
book.
I mean, there's no way to respond to that without digging the hole.
Yeah, right.
He shouldn't have done that. I was just saying.
Right.
I think he beat a bunch of women.
Right.
He beat a woman a bunch.
I don't know.
It's not better.
No.
It's just different. There's just a difference.
Heard that before. But yeah, Undertaker.
Like, even, like the best part, like the Rock gets a lot of hate.
Yeah,
but like he really doesn't fuck up that bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Like yeah. Wrestling wise, he ruined like the biggest heel turn ever, or could have.
Yeah, right.
And stuff like that. John Cena would be up there for well known.
Yeah, and bad guy.
No, because that's
I don't know, man.
I got to stick. Well, let's get.
Sometimes
to it.
No, he says on, some wait, stuff
wait,
where
wait,
I'm
wait.
Like,
let's wait. Let's wait. Let's wait.
Okay. Okay.
But I. So before we get to that, I figured out how to make fix the whole thing with The Rock.
Okay.
Because everybody doesn't want him to come back ever, but like it's not true because they'll cheer when he shows up. But sure. You get it.
Fix
he's
the
coming
Rock.
Back, and they're changing storylines just because he's coming back for a day, and then he doesn't come back to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Travis Scott walked out at WrestleMania, like that was the big surprise right. For the finish. He should do like a Mick Foley gimmick where every time he comes back, he's like one time he comes back and he's Hollywood Rock. And one time he comes back, he's the final boss. And then another time he's like Nation of Domination Rock. And then mm-hmm. The other time he's Rocky Maivia. So he's gone crazy and he can't figure out which Rock he is. So he's every like, time he comes back, he's a different persona.
He's like Broken Rock.
Yeah. And he goes in the River of Reincarnation or whatever.
Oh yeah. The Lake of Reincarnation. Cool.
It's a lake. It's not a river.
All right. I mean, he knows Matt Hardy. He could just go in his lake.
I think rivers are running and lakes are stagnant.
Boy, do I know.
I thought that would help save it. You're telling me. I thought that could help save it since the final boss thing is weird now.
Yeah.
But he seemed, like he said, it's like the best heel ever. And he's not wrong that it could have been. But it's like, if you're watching Squid Game.
I didn't realize that it puts us in that bottom corner there. Even though we're not ever going to use that one,
not never.
Well, today.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't even look that far down. The Rock.
Squid Game.
Final boss. Oh, like if it was like Squid Game and like the what do they call him? The top guy, the headmaster.
The front man.
The front man. Like if the front man showed up in like the third episode and was like, "Now we play the Squid Games," and then never came back. Or like, now this is our new rule.
Yeah, I got it.
And then
he
was never back in the show. Like, that's what he's doing. So stop doing that.
Yeah, Rock, come on, man. Be more like Squid Game.
Well, I'm going to skip to my last one. They have Bruce Pritchard.
And I'm going to skip to my Lou.
Please. Bruce Pritchard says, I don't know where people got this idea, though. Because they're talking about, like, it is very interesting to see how, like, Abyss keeps, like, I didn't realize how important Abyss was.
Yeah.
To the process backstage.
Oh, yeah, right.
But they show how they keep time, how they relay the messages. This guy's in charge of telling them to cut stuff. This guy's in charge of the commercials, whatever.
Oh, yeah, man.
But then Bruce is talking about, like, well, you know, 2 hours or 4 hours. Like, I don't know where people got this idea where we can da-da-da-da-da. And I did look it up, and Triple H never said it, like, explicitly like that. But when asked about it, he's like, yeah, it's open-ended, and we could be...
Okay.
It could be a 40-minute show, or it could be a 3-hour show. Yeah. Like a 2.5-hour show. But I feel like that gave everybody the impression, like, oh, they could do a 5-hour show if they want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we got the idea from his boss.
Right.
So shut up, Bruce. Cut it out.
Yeah. No, I think that kind of stuff about Triple H all the time. Like, I've seen things where he's, like, complaining about how kayfabe is dead. But then I've seen you on documentaries telling us how you did shit.
Like, he's the one
you're part of it,
with
bitch.
The Montreal Screwjob. He just talked about it. I think he's talked about it before.
Yeah. Unless, if you believe him.
He said, fuck it. Fuck it, let's just, if he doesn't want to do business, we make him do business. I did want to ask you about that. Why is Bret Hart so sad and angry all the time?
I don't know, he's a bitter boy.
They didn't have a seat for him.
I know.
So, my last thing for episode one of Unreal?
Mm-hmm.
John Cena has a different way of thinking and has a different thought process and way of thinking, but I like him and I don't care who knows it. So there, let's discuss, because apparently you don't like his thought process and way of thinking.
I just don't like that he is like, yeah, publicly I'm going to talk about how, like, I think Vince McMahon is a good person, even though everybody is, like, an agreement that, you know, he's, when somebody's being accused of all these crimes that most people believe he did, it's kind of like a weird thing to do. Like, everybody else has got has what it takes to come out and be like, oh, this is, I don't really like Vince anymore because I didn't know he was doing this shit. Like, I
feel like I've seen more of.
I think it's selfish because
I've seen more people. I feel like Mick Foley was even like not burying Vince.
Mm-hmm.
He still said nice things.
Fuck him.
I'm just saying.
No, yeah. Well, the point, I think, because John Cena's like, you know, hey, he was nice to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's selfish.
That's not a good thing.
That's selfish. To be like, well, he's nice to me. I don't care what he did to other people. Fuck them, man.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said that to Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
And then JK said,
because I thought, oh, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I didn't know what I was gonna say.
I was trying to stall. Well, what did Jimmy Kimmel say?
He said, no, man.
No, fuck you, John. Get out of here.
Right.
Well, no, I feel like. I'd have to see the clips. I'm not just going to stick up for him blind.
Of course, of course.
If he's a piece of shit, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
He's definitely a weirdo. And that's how I feel it's consistent with his weirdness. You know what I mean?
But I feel like he wants, like, he has his way of how he wants it, and he's going to do stuff that way. But that could
just
be problematic,
like Vince.
I was going to say. Mm-hmm. But then you get to the part where it's problematic. But I don't think John Cena was doing that.
No, I don't think so either.
But if he's saying, like, all I can say is, I feel like the way John Cena talks and says things is, like, my experience is Vince was always nice to me, so I can't say anything about the other stuff because I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how he talks about stuff. Should he just say, like, yes, that's very bad and deplorable and I don't like it? Yeah, absolutely.
He should. But he's a bitch.
They all should.
My room for cream. Actually, Ronald Two Legs, friend of the show,
did he comment
sent
below?
In a room for cream to the email hotjoe@wrestlecream.com. And creamers, if you want us to read your room for cream
or whatever,
you can either comment it below, comment on an Instagram post, or message us on Instagram, or even email us at hotjoe@wrestlecream.com or
SammyDaddy@WrestleCream.com.
Ronald Two Legs.
You're doing his now?
Yeah, I'm going to do his first.
So you don't like John Cena?
No, I like John Cena.
But you don't?
I like John. I mean, it's hard. It's tough.
Should him doing the
because then he's in the fucking in Peacemaker, you know, and he's so goddamn funny.
Well, you can like him in a show and not like him in real life.
That's what I do then.
You should.
That's what I'm doing.
You should find out about what the guy in Squid Games did.
In the real life?
No, I don't know. They seem all right. I don't know.
All right. His room for cream. Hey, yo, boys. And also creamers.
Oh, he wanted the button.
He definitely did.
Do it again for him.
And also the creamers.
Hey, Ron.
Hope everyone is well. My room for cream this week is farewell to my hometown taco shop, Cap'n Taco.
Oh, yeah.
It is closing today after 40 years of excellent cheap taco or excellent cheap Mexican food. I spent many drunken and high nights there smashing soft tacos.
We don't condone that.
It will be missed. What's your boy's favorite taco or burrito place? Taco or burrito place? All right, see you later. Ronnie Two Legs. He wants to know what our favorite.
Did it close today or did it close when he submitted his room?
I don't know. Someone told me the other day that it was closing, so I don't know if it's closed yet.
I saw something that it's closing. Well, it's Taco Tuesday, which would be sad, but
it would be, right.
Because they had like 69-cent tacos.
Yeah.
Favorite taco place?
I like Barrio.
I was going to say Barrio.
They have like good vegan options and stuff, but most Mexican food places do.
I had a really...
And you could just use black beans as your protein.
I want to say the name of the burrito, it had Diablo in it, which... As you know, in Spanish, means diabolical. And
Diab what?
Diab. I'm going to say you ready?
Yeah.
Diab. Blanc. Diablo Blanco. It was a Diablo Blanco burrito or something like that from Cozumel.
Okay.
And it was hot and it was good.
Ooh.
And it was around Christmas time.
Wow, the best time for hot.
Best when I think Christmas time, I think Mexican food. Who else has a good burrito?
You put your finger in a burrito and people think you're nuts. It's from Tim and Eric.
When are they? Are they coming on?
No, they refuse.
Breakfast burritos. You ever do any breakfast burritos?
Yeah, man, I've had a breakfast burrito or two.
Me too.
I like to make my own burrito at home. A hot Joe burrito, I call it. A hot Joe burrito.
Yep.
And, I put some stuff in there, corn. So.
Oh, like the song.
Yeah, just like the song Corn by band Corn.
No, the song by from the TikTok. It's corn, a big lump of knobs. It has the juice.
Real?
It's such a wonderful thing. It's corn. They interview a kid at like a corn fair, and it's like his room for cream would be corn every week.
But cream, also, cream, corn.
Oh, we could do a whole thing with that.
Yeah.
Wow. But then the band Corn.
Yes.
I've seen them perform live.
Really?
I don't know, twice maybe.
Wow.
It was fine. It was good.
But yeah.
They're one of those, I don't think they ever had any songs in wrestling, but they're one of those bands affiliated with those bands that had songs in wrestling.
When I did Backyard Wrestling as a hot teen boy, there was another boy. He was just a teen boy.
Freak on a Leash.
No. He used, in his entrance theme, he used, I think it's called Evolution or Evolution. I think it's Evolution.
Korn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, stop banging on your fingertips. Evolution.
Oh, I feel like
he did the RKO as his finishing move.
You remember that part?
The RKO in that Korn song? Say that again?
Remember that part in that Korn song?
Yeah.
Where he like...
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. My room for cream creamers.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Ronnie. And creamers.
Let's love to have, we'll have you back soon.
We're going to have the little guy back on the show. And creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know what your favorite taco or burrito restaurant is, eh?
And your room for cream could be featured on an episode.
Yeah, and go follow Ronald Two Legs. I mean, if you look it up on Instagram, I doubt you'll find any other ones. People, that's like a pretty unique name.
Yeah.
My room for cream.
Yeah.
The other day, okay, I'm watching TV with my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about, you know, Kimbo Slice. Whatever happened to that guy?
He's dead.
I looked it up and I found out he's actually dead.
You didn't know that?
No.
He was a bad dude.
So update on Kimbo Slice, creamers.
Still dead.
I have another room for cream, though.
You didn't know that? I think his kid's a fighter.
Kimbo. Really?
Kidbo Slice. I don't know what his kid's name is.
Another room for cream. Yeah. Alien Earth. It's the TV series.
It's coming out on...
Today.
Say it. Hulu.
Or it's tomorrow. Wait, what's... It's today. It comes out today.
I don't know what day it is. It's on Hulu?
It comes out today on TV and then tomorrow on Hulu.
And it's like aliens.
Yeah, and it's made by...
Like aliens.
The showrunner is Noah Hawley. He was the showrunner on The Fargo Show. Have you ever watched that one?
Nope.
And then he's also the showrunner on, it was this like X-Men show, but I can't think of what it was called.
New Mutants?
No. Fuck.
Oh.
Fucko.
It was on Fox?
I think it was on FX.
Well, they're related.
Yeah, they're like brothers.
Well, you know, I added one letter.
You know the difference between Fox? You always do that, dude.
You know the difference between Fox and FX?
Why don't you let us know? That was perf, Sammy Diddy. Thanks. Oh, it's Legion. See, that's what's hard. It has no X in it.
Is that X?
Have you ever seen that one?
I thought that was isn't that the movie where the old lady's a monster and she starts cussing the people out at the weird diner?
This is a TV program.
I know, but isn't that the movie?
I know there's a... yeah, that sounds right.
I used to have the poster. He's like an angel.
Yeah.
I thought that was with that, but it's with X-Men.
This is a show. It might be just a show.
But like they did like Fargo.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the show.
This is a show, and it's X-Men. It's based off of, like, an X-Men character that...
Legion?
Yeah, and he's, like, in an insane asylum, and he...
I know of it.
And he has 20 different people living in his head, and every one of them has a different
weird
superpower.
Hair.
Yeah.
His weird hair.
It was good. Aubrey Plaza's in it.
Oh, she's in Parks and Rec.
To creamers, let us know. Are you going to watch Alien Earth? I'm going to watch it.
All you said was Alien Earth.
It's on today. I'm excited about it, man. I'm excited to watch this program.
Why?
I like it. I like that Alien. I think it's going to be cool. I think the showrunner, he makes quality television.
Is that the show, it crashes here? Or is that a different thing I heard?
I don't know.
There's like a thing. Is it Alien?
This is a prequel.
I thought it was, I heard of something coming out where like an alien spaceship crashes here, but it was like a spaceship that like collects aliens.
Hmm.
From like all over the galaxy, but it crashed here, and then the aliens get out, I assume, and then they have to go find the aliens.
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I think it's Lilo and Stitch.
That's out. That made like $1 billion.
It did make $1 billion. It's the only movie this year to do that.
Really?
Yes.
Not even Superman?
Superman
fell off hard after like 2 weeks.
Well, it still was going pretty well, but it has...
its movies are going to fall off.
But like it's still, because I saw it several times, and every time I went, the theater was packed.
A lot of people see a movie, and then they're not going to go see it again.
Right. I didn't follow that creed.
The law of diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And then, it made a profit. And it's the most...
Oh, it made like a profit like immediately, didn't it?
Not immediately. It just recently. because of like the, you know, the budget of the movie and the marketing, yeah,
and all that crap. I forget about that part. What and, about Fantastic Four? That didn't do no.
No, that really fell that off immediately.
Fell off right away. Yeah. But I thought it was really good, though.
It probably is. I haven't seen it either, but I will.
I don't know.
Probably wait for it to be on streaming.
Disney.
Yeah.
Plus.
Well, I don't have Disney Plus.
Well, you're gonna have to because that's what Hulu is gonna.
Well,
be.
Well, I have a little buddy called Tristan, and he puts.
They're absorbing it.
He has Vudu. What's it called?
Oh, he buys all the movies?
Yeah, he has thousands of movies on there.
Why?
He buys them. He's a big movie man. People call him Tristan the Movie Man. Yeah.
But he doesn't buy physical copies?
He used to, but...
Oh, well, he's going to be pissed when they take all that shit away.
He will be sad. No, he used to have, like, a whole garage full of DVDs and Blu-rays.
You know, he got rid of them?
I think. I mean, he converted all of them to this account. There's a website. You could, like, do it for, like, $1 a movie.
I gotta pay them $1 for the movie I already own.
I know it sucks, but hey, it's better than downloading it or buying it online
for $20 or whatever. Yeah. No, I didn't mind. Well, whatever.
But that means he spent $1,000
at least
on movies that he's already owned.
Yeah, but he still owns them. But what if they take them away?
Well, he'll probably die.
Not my movies. I don't want to make fun of him. I don't even know.
No, he's a good man, and I think you owe him an apology.
Sorry, Tristan.
He doesn't watch.
I know.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, Tristan actually has AIDS.
Maybe you're not a superhero after all.
You want to know why I don't have a coterie of supervillains?
Why?
My coterie of supervillains is 6 feet fucking under.
There you see, Batman doesn't kill people.
Because he's a pussy.
He's a dark creature of the night.
He's a jackass who wrestles with murderers dressed like clowns and throws them in prison so they can break out of prison and then murder more people. Riddle me this. How many people you think Batman's indirectly murdered by being too much of a candy ass not to kill these fools who clearly need to be smoked once and for all, you wrinkly, sharp-haired-looking, dementia-infested fuck?
Jesus. I was just trying to make conversation.